Monday, 30 week ordinary time 1. First reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 12 to 17. Brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you receive the Spirit of adoption, to which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, He called to her and said, Woman, you are set free of your infirmity. He laid His hand on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day. The Lord said to him in reply, Hypocrite! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage? When he said it, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Live according to Holy Spirit guidance. Many people think they have the freedom to do whatever they want, but they will soon find out that it's not a true freedom. For example, smoking marijuana. One can think he had freedom to try it, but after a few times, he had no freedom to stop smoking it. He became addicted to marijuana. Today, reading help people to recognize and to live according to the true freedom. In the first reading, St. Paul compared the Christian status before and after he believed in Christ. Before he believed in Christ, he was a slave for the law and sin. The result of this way is death. From the time he believed in Christ, he become a new man and begin a new life. his passions are wiped away by Christ's blood, and he officially is a God's child. As a child, he will be co-inherited with Christ, both in this life and the life to come. In the Gospel, Christ refused to let the law of the Sabbath preventing him to show his mercy and compassion for the women who had endured infirmity for 18 years. He healed her and was met with anger from the ruler of the synagogue. Second analysis. First reading. All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Third point. Roman law about the relationship between a father and a son. According to the Patria Potestas of Roman law, a father has a complete and lifetime authority over his children, even they were matured or married. Therefore, it is very difficult for a son to be free from his father and for adopting a son. To have an adopted son, one is required to get patria potestas from his father to one's possession according to the following procedure. First, the first step is called municipatio. The father must sell his son symbolically by using copper and a balance three times. The first two times, he sells his son symbolically and buy him back. But the third time, he does not buy him back. Therefore, the patria potestas is destroyed. The second step is called vindicatio. This is a ceremony in which the adopted father must present before a magistrate of a Roman court and make a petition to transfer the patria potestas to his right. If the magistrate approves, he officially becomes the father of that son. When one officially becomes an adopted son of a new father, he will be inherited the following rights. First, he will lose all rights of his former family, but will enjoy all rights of his new family because he officially had a new father. Second, he had a right to inherit his new father's inheritance. Even his new father might have more children, all will be equally inherited. Last, all the adopted sons' past are wiped out. Death, for instance, he is considered as a new man to live a new life, and the past had no influence on him. Second point, we became God's children. The image of an adopted son might be in Paul's mind when he compared the Christian life before and after one believer in Christ. We can list out three Christ of a Christian as follows. First, God had redeemed earth by the blood of his own son. Sin separate people from God. To redeem, God had to pay by the price of Christ's blood, his only son. Saint Paul confirmed, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The Holy Spirit is compared as a magistrate of the Roman court. Second, He wiped out all our sin. Sin, Christ had put human sin on Him. All human sins are wiped out. A reason can start a new life and need not to worry about results of his past sin. St. Paul advised his faithful, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship when we cry, Abba, Father. Third, we are officially inherited God's inheritance. St. Paul ascertained, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Second, the gospel. Women, you are freed from your infirmity. The third point. Jesus was moved with compassion when he witnessed human suffering. A normal and healthy person will have a compassion when he sees a mother with a bent back. This might be the result of hard working days in rice field to provide food for her children. If one had an eye disease, he would have compassion for the plant. If one had a bent back like her, he would know her suffering when she looks up. Jesus felt her suffering and had compassion for her. He wanted to heal her, even she did not ask to be healed, and it is the Sabbath. So he called and said to her, Woman, you are free from your infirmity. And he laid his hand upon her, and immediately she was made straight, and she prayed to God. Second point, the indifferent attitude of the ruler of the synagogue, seeing the same suffer women. But the reaction of the ruler of the synagogue was completely different with Christ's action. Her suffering meant nothing to him, but Christ's violation of the Sabbath had offended him and make him to lose faith with the audience. He angrily said to the crowd, but directly implied at Jesus, there are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Third point. Jesus displayed his wrongdoing. First, Jesus called him, you hypocrite, because his words seemed to protect the Sabbath law, but he violated the law to protect his right. Jesus gave him an example. Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it away to water it? Next, Jesus showed to everyone his indifference when he treated a human being less value than an ox or an ass. And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Facing Jesus' correction, human beings can have two attitudes. All who oppose Jesus are sinful, but most of the crowd is happy because of all great things Jesus has accomplished. Application in life. We must live according to the Holy Spirit guidance to be freely live as God's children. We should not live according to our human selfish and fleshly standards. We must put love and mercy above material gain and keeping the law only at outside. We should not be indifferent and insensible before others' suffering and needs. Amen.